Hello, hello, hello. This is Elijah Salam speaking. El Kadar, also known as Mr. Salam. It's 4:37 p.m. Taking a walk. And today's topic for today will be respect. People feel like they should have people respect them. But if you're not doing things for people to respect you, you're not going to get anywhere. People want respect, but don't give out respect. That's not how it goes. You can't be respected if you're doing things that's disloyal. You can't be respected if you're doing things that aren't good. You can't be robbing people. You can't be stealing from people. You can't be lying all the time. You can't be doing all these things and expect people to show you respect. Only way people will respect you is if you're doing everything that you need to do in life. They respect someone that is willing to take care of themselves first. If you always begging for money, if you always penny pinching off somebody else, if you expect somebody to take care of you, no one is going to respect you. People only respect what they like to see. So when they see somebody doing something good, of course they're going to respect them because they're doing something that they feel is appropriate. A lot of people don't have respect. A lot of people are disrespectful. And they wonder why no one respects them. You can't be disrespectful and expect someone to respect you. It just doesn't go that way. Respect is a two-way thing. As soon as someone doesn't respect you, you lost everything from them. You lost their trust. They can't be around you. They don't want to have conversations with you. All because of respect. That's what we all have to learn to understand, that respect comes a long way. Just like love, it comes a long way. Because when people respect you, they want to be a part of your life. When people respect you, you get a different approach. People look at you different. People honor you when they respect you, in a sense. People are willing to break their back and do something for you quicker than the next person because they respect you more. That's what respect is all about. Everyone always asks me, oh, what do you feel like respect is? What is your definition of respect? Respect is always having a sense of, I don't know how to put it. But really, when everyone can talk to you in a civilized manner, that's respect. When everybody looks at you in the same way, positively, that's respect. When people throwing dirt in your name, when people saying certain things that is true about you and it's not good, that means they don't respect you. And without that respect, you will never go far. Without that respect, you won't be able to have conversations with business people. You won't be able to have a partnership with others without that respect. That's what everybody needs in their life, is respect. Majority of the time when people don't love you or don't want to be around you, it's not because all the things that you have in your life. It's based on how you carry yourself. It's based on how you respect others. And first things first is, if you don't respect yourself, you can't allow someone to respect you. Point blank, period. If you allow people to do bad things to you and don't do anything about it, that means no one has respect for you. That means no one cares about you. Because when people care about you, they will always make sure They don't say or do anything to disrespect you. And people got to realize that respect doesn't come easy. You have to earn it. You're just not gonna be born into the world and have a couple years pass by and everybody's disrespecting you off rip. That's not how it goes. Respect comes from actions. People respect you based on the things that you're doing in your life, based on how you value your time. That's what true respect comes from. And this is Elijah Salaam, aka Mr. Salaam, aka El Kadar, hitting you with another podcast for today. Peace, and have a great and blessed day.